91X News.
It's 20 degrees and cloudy. I'm April Lawrence with 91X News. Ontario Provincial Police are starting the Operation Impact Initiative this weekend. They will be focusing on impaired driving, aggressive driving, improper or lack of seatbelt use, and distracted driving. The initiative will start Friday, October the 5th, and continue to Monday, October the 8th for the Thanksgiving long weekend. One of the horses taken in by the Humane Society has found a new home. The Humane Society got three horses when their owner died and a friend of the owner called them in. The colt that was adopted along with a second colt and a filly have been staying at a family farm in Tyendinaga. Jenny Duffy is the manager at the Humane Society. She says the owner of the farm, Michelle Day, is a great foster mom for the horses.
Oh, it's a great foster mom. Very experienced person has them. She's been donating all of her time. She's been feeding them her hay, even though she's going to run out and need to buy more hay for her horses soon.
All three were underweight and had hernias when they were found, but are now doing much better under Day's care. Justin Trudeau is already receiving endorsements from party faithfuls after announcing his bid for the federal Liberal leadership yesterday. Before a Liberal meeting today in Ottawa, Manitoba MP Kevin Lamoureux said he thinks Trudeau will make a great leader.
I think that Mr. Trudeau adds a wonderful dynamic to the party. As I say, very hardworking, full of energy, and a lot of contrast between him and the other two leaders.
Dominic LeBlanc, who is expected to be a contender in the race, is expected to lend his support to Trudeau at an event in New Brunswick on Friday. Agriculture Minister Gary Ritz says the health and safety of Canadians is Ottawa's first priority. Ritz made comments at a news conference in Calgary today as hundreds of beef products from the XL Foods plant in Brooks, Alberta, are being recalled across the country on fears of E. coli contamination. Ritz said he visited the plant this morning.
I saw firsthand that Canadian Food Inspection Agency has a full contingent of inspectors and staff testing, sampling, and examining all product and procedures in the plant. While we understand that ranchers, farmers, and industry need a strong processing sector, we all agree that the success of the industry must be founded on food safety.
Alberta health officials have confirmed 10 cases of E. coli. Five of those have been linked to steaks from the plant. Actors, directors, and musicians are asking the government to give them the right to have disputes settled by the Ontario Labour Relations Board. The Directors Guild of Canada, the Toronto Musicians Association, and the ACTRA, the union representing 15,000 performers, say too many of their contract disputes end up in costly legal wrangling over jurisdiction. They want the province to adopt a private members' bill from New Democrat Peter Tabbins, which would see their contract disagreements settled by the Labour Relations Board. ACTRA Toronto President Heather Allen says passing the bill would add stability to a sector that pours $1 billion a year into the provincial economy. She says it would send a message that Ontario is the best, safest, and most stable film production centre in the world. The Directors Guild says ambiguity about the application of Ontario labour law to the film and television production sector threatens to make dispute resolution difficult, time-consuming, and expensive. In international news, there is unrest in Iran because of the country's falling currency. Lara Strakian from ABC News has the story.
Protesters and riot police clashed in the streets of Tehran on Wednesday in confrontations over Iran's faltering currency, the rial. Reuters reports that exchange dealers and demonstrators were dispersed with tear gas. The AFP says police ordered shops in the money-changing district to close. The rial has tumbled 30% in value over the past week, a sign of strain in Iran's economy from U.S.-led sanctions over its nuclear program. Lara Satrakian, ABC News.
That's 91X News. Now for sports. There are no games scheduled tonight for Junior A hockey. The Wellington Dukes will take on the Stouffville Spirit tomorrow night. The Dukes currently lead the East Division. There are also no games scheduled for Junior B action tonight. The Amherst View Jets face off against the Picton Pirates in the only game scheduled in Junior B hockey tomorrow night. The Pirates are currently tied for the lead in Division A standings. 91X weather. Today, mainly cloudy, with a 40% chance of showers this afternoon, the high 21. Cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of showers late this evening and after midnight, the low 14. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, the high 21. Friday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, the high 18. It's 20 degrees. I'm April Lawrence. It's 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 3:00.